This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 102.7 in Gauteng and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town.
Well, it's 10 days until the UK is due to shed its European Union membership. And as Prime Minister Boris Johnson so often says, take back control. Problem is, right now, there's absolutely no control, it seems. It's headed into yet another crunch week for Brexit, where anything could happen. The UK seems to be careering towards a true crisis. We saw a special sitting of Parliament on Saturday. Super Saturday, as it was dubbed, resulted in another defeat for Johnson, and lawmakers seemingly stung by his repeated efforts to bypass him, slapped him with an amendment that required him to go and ask the EU to defer Brexit until the 31st of January. Now, Johnson grudgingly sent that letter, unsigned, late in the evening. He then sent another, this one he did sign, arguing that a further delay would be a mistake. Keith Wade, chief economist at Schroders, is on the line from London with the latest update on Brexit. Keith, I'm sure you are sick and tired of talking about Brexit. How are you doing?
Yes, I'm very well, thank you, yes.
Well, there are two things to watch here. Whether the EU grants an extension and obviously the gyrations in the UK Parliament. Let's start with the EU. It said repeatedly that Juncker here said he would not grant an extension. But if he sticks firmly to this position, Britain crashes out with no deal. It's Europe that's arguably worse off in that sort of collision scenario. What do you think his options are?
Well, I mean, they could say not to extend it, but I think ultimately they would if they really had to. I think the real hope here is that actually the bill that the deal that has been put together by the UK government and the EU will eventually get through Parliament. If it doesn't get through Parliament, then I think what we will see in the UK will be a general election called, so that we can kind of basically review the parliamentary arithmetic. And, you know, the hope for Boris Johnson would be that he actually gets a proper majority, and then he would have more power, and he could bring his bill back and his deal back and actually pass it. So it's a rather torturous process that we may have to go through. At the moment, what we were really waiting for is that there should be a vote tomorrow, which will be a fairly pure vote on whether people like the deal or not. And this is what the Prime Minister believes he's got the numbers in Parliament to get this through. So that would be the next stage. The problem is that then there's what they then have to have another opportunity to put amendments on the bill, and they could put amendments on the bill that Boris Johnson doesn't like, and that's the point at which he would say, OK, we've just got to have an election.
Yeah, and one of those being to seek another referendum on the Brexit deal. We saw the public protest. We watched it on our TV screens. The numbers now seemingly have those protesting in the millions. How hard is it to ignore that kind of public groundswell for a referendum?
Well, sure, there's a lot of people wanting it, but I think the government probably could effectively ignore it if they wanted to. The Conservative Party certainly don't want to go to another referendum. And I think if that was put forward, which I believe it will be by the Labour Party, they will put that amendment forward, have a second referendum. And if that did get carried, then I think that would be the point at which the Johnson would then call for another election. If they had a second referendum, it could be quite interesting in many ways if it did actually go ahead, because you could say, well, OK, we'll have a choice between the bill that Boris Johnson has put forward or not leaving the EU at all. And the way the opinion polls are, we don't know exactly how people would vote, because this new deal has only just recently come forward. But the opinion polls are still very close on any referendum. You know, they suggest that not that many people have really changed their mind a great deal since 2016.
Very interesting. Keith Wade, chief economist at Schroders, with our quick update on the latest in the unfolding Brexit farrago here on Classic Business.